You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. If you're listening to this in real time, we are nearing the end of the first quarter of 2022. And we are about to experience a shift in energies and directions. I will talk more about that in more depth in the Q2 Collective Energy Forecast, which is available over on thelittlesage.com. And I'll be back on the podcast next week sharing the April forecast. You've heard me before say that it is important to reflect on where we've been in order to understand where we're going. Reflecting on these forecasts, but also our experiences with them, help us to learn and to integrate more deeply. And I believe it is one of the ways I can help you build trust in your own intuitive abilities, not just trust in mine. So in today's episode, I am going to guide you through such a reflection. Think of this as a mini training of sorts, and you'll really want to be present for it. So to get the most out of it, I would suggest listening to this distraction-free with a notepad in hand. But if that's not available to you at the minute because you're commuting or out walking, that's okay. For this listen through, allow an intuitive answer to pop up, but please create some time because the dedicated practice, I think, is always better and is going to give you better results. Okay, so if you have it or if you need to grab it, it may be worth having a re-listen to the forecast that I produced for the first quarter of 2022. Now, the very top level highlights of that forecast was to go into the resistance, to wait, to be patient, and to understand that there was some sort of bigger timing at play between February and April. So I've condensed what was an hour forecast into those 3 points. But if you've also been listening along on the podcast over the last couple of months with the monthly forecast, of course, there's more shared there as well. So in my own life, I have definitely had this play out, particularly around delays with my work. Omicron waylaid our January plans, as it did for most of the world. Our back-to-school date was delayed by 2 weeks, which meant that my children had, I believe it was 9 or 10 weeks at home, full-time with us. Which was delightful, but also a lot. I found myself waiting on others and their timelines for work to be completed or for answers to come. There were projects that we could get so far with, but then needed to wait as other information came to light. And more recently, the floods here in my hometown in Brisbane derailed our entire city. Fortunately for us, we weren't too heavy hit. But of course, this flood that has pretty much gone through the entire southeast Queensland, northern New South Wales at the time of recording this, has definitely showed us how the theme of boundaries can also shift and change. And boundaries were also tied up with the forecast for the first few months of the year. A river breaking its banks is the ultimate in shifting boundaries. So if I use myself as an example here, what I also found was that this time gave me much room for reflection and growth. And frankly, it is probably the slowest that I have been in a long time. Very welcome. It also allowed for a massive emotional breakthrough to come, not through force, not through trying, but it just allowed the space for it to bubble up. And actually helping to clear something that was very deeply lodged, a past hurt that I knew was there, but I just hadn't been able to get to it before. So now that this past hurt has been dislodged and it's ready for processing, I can see the perfect timing that is at play. This area of my life needed to be addressed to be able to move forward, that what is coming on the other side of this will build out of the space that this past hurt can now allow for. So I invite you now to reflect perhaps a little more deeply on the themes from the first quarter and how these themes showed up for you. So the overarching theme of Q1 was the path of least resistance. In a moment, I'm going to take you through a process to really go into exploring how this theme came up. But this may also be an opportunity if you have been working with the free energy forecast calendar that's available at helenjacobs.co to have that handy too. And if you haven't been working with it, you can start today. You can download it and use it as we go into the forecasts moving forward. By reflecting on my forecasts, reflecting on the forecasts that you're hopefully doing for yourself, you're going to see how things are playing out and building and shifting and allowing growth in your life. And that, for me, is what this is all about. So I'm going to guide you through a series of journal prompts. These were actually originally shared in the Q1 forecast, and you are invited to use them throughout the 3 months, but I want you to come back to them here. Go back through your journals. Go back through any oracle card readings that you've done for yourself. Go back through even just reflecting. Sometimes I'll sit down with my calendar and be like, oh yeah, that's right. This thing happened, or, you know, I had that appointment, or this thing changed. That this can really be as detailed as you would like for it to be. And as I mentioned, the ideal is that you create a really beautiful, sacred space, whatever that's going to mean for you, some quiet reflection time. So for me, this is often with my journal, a candle, my oracle cards, usually some sort of warm beverage, usually a cup of tea. And I will choose a time when I am less likely to be interrupted. Okay, so over the past few months, so we're thinking approximately the start of January until now, feel into that time frame and then answer the following questions. And of course, feel free to pause the recording just so you have some time. Because I won't necessarily pause between my questions. So over the past few months, from January until now, where did you experience resistance? What did that resistance mean? How did you move through the resistance? Over the past few months, from January until now, what internal boundaries needed strengthening? What external boundaries needed strengthening? Were you able to let go of your timing and welcome in a surprise timing? What change were you working towards? What did you intend? How were you preparing for that change? And so, as I said, you may want to sit with those questions a while. You may want to answer them as journal prompts. You could even use those questions and turn oracle cards for more depth and more context. You may want to try automatic writing. There's so many different ways that you can play with those questions. And of course, by looking back over your own forecasts, what you've jotted down in your own life, and reflecting on the very personal forecast that you've created for yourself. Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit here, and I want to give you just a little sneak peek of the energy coming in the next quarter. We are going to feel a thinning of the veil between the physical and non-physical realms. So this is going to be the next few months. April, May, and June are going to be a peak time for us to work on our connection to our spiritual support team, to our own spirit and our soul. But it is also a time where we will want to be very clear about our hopes and our dreams for the future. And in doing so, be very clear about the specific tangible actions we can take, both individually and collectively, to enact change, to allow the unreal to become real. So I will speak more about that in the Q2 energy forecast over at thelittlesage.com. And in that forecast, I not only talk about the 3 months ahead, but I'll also take you through a very deep guided practice to upgrade your energy, to release the old dreams, the old identities, and the old sense of self, and allow yourself to welcome in this new call of the times and the call of where you can best serve moving forward. So knowing where we're going, and you've just looked back at the resistance, the shifting boundaries, the uncontrollable timings, and all the change in your world and in the broader global world, hopefully you can find a place of stillness and calm. And I spoke about that on a recent podcast episode. If you need to go back and take a listen, I'll link to it in the show notes. By finding that stillness and calm in all of the muck, all of the resistance, all of the shifting boundaries and, you know, timings that we couldn't rely upon, and just the shifting nature of what we thought our world was or is. By finding that place of stillness and calm, we can actually allow a new awareness to creep in. Can you feel yourself being called in a new direction? Are you feeling yourself being called to serve in a new way, to turn up in a new way? That is what the energy of the first few months of this year has been asking us to do. And so it's almost like a condensed version of the last 2 years. And what I mean by that is the pandemic, as shocking and surprising as it was in the beginning, it really was an opportunity for us to change. Full stop, Spirit says. So it was an opportunity for us to change. It was an opportunity for us to pause, to reconsider, and many of us made big changes to our life as a result. Some of us had changes thrust upon us as a result. But in these last couple of months, it's like the intensity just got dialed up, and it was as if the universe said, did you really make that change? Did you really mean what you said when you, you know, wanted to make those changes, or that you said you wanted this thing to happen? There's a lot of, I'll use the word test, although if you've been around for a while, you know I don't like that word. It's the closest word that I've been able to come up with. Essentially, what Spirit is saying is the last few months has really been about us coming into integrity and alignment with what we said we wanted. So in next week's episode, we will explore the month of April. And I'll go in a lot deeper to the energy that's here for the month ahead. But as I have been talking about for the past few months, we already know that April is a bookend to the energy which began in February. So a lot of this delay and issues with timing and resistance is likely to lift, but who or what will we then be facing? Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode? Or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings. Or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.